I don't know if I'm like told you about this, but the other day I was thinking about it. Remember when like Discord was first rising to like relevance? Thinking about it, I haven't heard about Slack in it. Like I think it was the initial hype because it was like the first product of its kind, and like everyone was like, "Wow, it's like texting but for business."
Sure. It's like email, but not stupid.
And then that got me thinking on some other stuff because I was installing the Adobe Illustrator app for my iPad, which is something I haven't covered on here before yet. I saw that Microsoft made a Trello replacement, which made me like audibly laugh because it
Right.
reminds me that like companies like Facebook and Microsoft,
They probably use Trello, don't they're like a
well, they
Kanban system,
used
don't
to
they?
be Trello people, and then Trello like Kanban
All
or
right.
Kanban or whatever
I don't care how to pronounce it.
rose to like industry prevalence, and so then they saw like the little dollar signs, and it reminds me that like companies like Microsoft and Facebook have the whole like if you can't buy it, build it
Which
thing.
is fair.
Like there's the whole story about when Mark Zuckerberg went to the CEO of Snapchat and was like, "Hey, let me buy you," and then the CEO of Snapchat was like, "No," that Mark Zuckerberg like went to the Facebook design team and was like, "Listen, I want Snapchat and Instagram." And then they were like, "What?" And he was like, "Listen, I don't care if it loses us money. I want it in there." And then it eventually made Facebook or Instagram a ton of money because now they have like stories and you
Right.
can send like private chats and stuff like that.
Now
But
Twitter
when it
has a form of that. Isn't that
the
weird?
fleets
Funny. It's really funny.
fleets are the funniest thing to come from this week. Also, like it's partially like more funny because they're getting rid of them
Are they?
because literally no one was like
Wanting to use them?
yeah, and it was really, really, really funny to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just seems kind of useless. His tweets are throwaway anyways. So
Yeah.
like, what's even the point of having a super throwaway?
Well, I saw them and like people were
It's a good place for memes.
it was a good place for memes, but it's also like just go to Instagram or go to TikTok because like
Yeah.
what I like about I have to cut down on my Twitter usage because I downloaded the Twitter app again and
Bad
it
idea.
like quickly like the
Bad.
dopamine rush where my brain is
Yeah.
like because I only follow like 100 some odd people, so like I don't have the type of Twitter feed where I can like be on it for like 5 minutes and then I refresh and there's like 2,000 more tweets. It's like I refresh and there's like one funny tweet and I'm like, heh. And then I just look at the app again. It was like when I had the Reddit app and
Yeah, it's bad, bad, really bad. Social media's a vice. And I'm glad that I've pretty much like isolated that to my phone because like if I had Twitter on my computer and Twitter and Reddit on my computer, I think they would just never go away. So
well, I have Twitter and Reddit on my computer. It's just that they're not as good. Like I don't know if you
Well, for
remember, but
me, they're
they're
my main source of the outside world. So like
remember.
it's good that I can like just put my phone away and it's gone.
Yeah. Remember when we were briefly like in school when not briefly when we were in school. When we were in school and there was that brief phase where like everyone was using like either 2048 or like Tetris or something.
Yeah.
Like one of the things I realized now is that like those things are like subtly addicting, especially when you're on a like Tetris platform that doesn't have ads.
Yeah.
Because I realized that like I downloaded Tetris on my phone and I can't remember what like the app we were using on the phone when we were in school was, but like I found myself like kind of
Tetra
compulsively
Classic.
Tetris Classic.
That was on Android, so I don't know if it was on iOS.
I don't know. I'm not gonna check. But
Yeah, who
I
cares?
downloaded it on my iPad because I was looking for games to have on my iPad, and like I opened it like instinctively once, and it's also worse because being on the iPad can combine a few of my different devices in the sense that I can play a really, really dumb game, and I can also have like a YouTube tab open because the iPad is like really cool.
Yeah.
Not to flex, but yeah, it's I mean it's really dope because I took it and I like went. And I texted you about it, but I went and like reorganized my calendar entirely.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice. But like now I'm like oh I just compulsively open Twitter on the computer. Bad. Removing that shortcut. You.
Yep.
You. You.
I like seriously, I should just turn my phone off. Like, because just, like, removing, like, or, like, uninstalling the app doesn't really fix anything. I should just, like, turn my phone off. Because, like, I don't need my phone to communicate with anybody. I don't know if Android's messages for web would work. I should just stop.
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about that. And, like, the amount of time that I spend, like, what, average of, like, two collective hours or something like that of...
I don't want to, but I will dive into the screen time.
Yeah. So what I would want, because Android does like a digital well-being thing, so it's like app usage and like screen time limiting, but I want app opening limiting or it tracking how many times I open the app, because I think that's more important, because I'm compulsively open Twitter more than I browse on Twitter. So I think that having data on how many times I've opened the app would be better, and maybe I can limit the amount of times that I can open the app in a day, but that's not a feature.
Last week, I'm looking at my screen time. So last week I had a daily average of 6 hours and 31 minutes wake time on my phone.
Yeah.
Which was down 20% from last week. The week before, I mean. And for that week, I spent 21 hours and 59 minutes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours and 17 minutes on TikTok, 2 hours and 56 minutes on Instagram, 2 hours and 7 minutes on Spotify, on Messages, 1 hour and 17 minutes on Spotify. Pair that to the last week before that, I had 8 hours and 8 minutes, and I had 33 hours and 12 minutes on YouTube.
In a day.
In a week. Oh, I was gonna say. It's like, Kenneth, buddy.
You pulled it off somehow, you know.
But like this week, Sunday was my worst day so far. I spent 6 hours and 45 minutes awake on the phone. 4 hours, 8 minutes on YouTube, 27 minutes on Maps, 25 minutes on Instagram, 16 on TikTok.
Popular social media platforms really just have monopolized attention, and I don't like that.
Because there's like a weird like exponential graph, because like the most used categories, it's like YouTube will be a disgusting amount, TikTok will be less, Messages, yeah. And then eventually it's like 1 minute on a website.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I mean, YouTube was on Tuesday, YouTube was 2 hours and 43 minutes, Messages 40 minutes, TikTok 36 minutes, Instagram 10, Safari 6 minutes, Spotify 4 minutes, and then my bank app 4 minutes. I picked up my phone a total of 104 times that day. On Sunday, I hit 154.
I need to reduce my usage. I would like that. It's probably something that I'll be striving for. I'm in winter break now.
Yeah. So is Trevor, by the way.
The 24th was pretty much my last day. And I think it's funny because, so I guess on like a late philosophy class update, the teacher got replaced and, got replaced with a better teacher, that did things better. And I guess in a way, I managed to like cheese out a better grade, because the way that it worked was the final essay that the new teacher assigns, the grade on that, if it was better than the previous grade for the other teacher, it would just override it completely. So I cheesed out. I got out of a 77 or whatever, and I got an A, which is, I mean, I don't really care if I had gotten a C on that, and it doesn't really matter to me, but the class was better.
Yeah, I mean, I am officially committing to Daytona State because I just got really tired of like sitting and doing nothing.
Yeah.
So my official deadline to like commit everything for like and have classes for myself is December 2nd. And then if I don't have anything done by then, I kill myself, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe that's an option.
Also, I should mention for future reference and like in referring back, a few days ago I was driving home from work. And I like swerved off the road and I hit a ditch, and that bent my rim. It bent my rim and popped my tire. So that is where I am right now.
In the car.
Probably, yes, actually, in the ditch still. I haven't moved.
Yeah. It's been okay.
A
moment. Yeah, that's fair.
But I'm dealing with that now. It's mostly the financial burden of it all.
Yeah, and money is stupid.
Yeah. Constantly. And I don't know, man. it's really frustrating dealing with all that. And I don't know. There's other stuff in my life I'm trying to get right. My sleep schedule, my work schedule. I noticed that it's very annoying when you're in the real world and your schedule is kind of at the whim of someone else, mainly in the sense that when, like, I don't get to, like, I have availability hours for work, which is, like, pretty much when I say I can work.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much of my, like, I've had Wednesdays off for the past, like, 3 or 4 months. And I got a new manager at my job. This is my 6th one in around 7 months being at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
She just came in and was like, hey, you work Wednesdays now. So now I always have Sundays off, but now I have Sundays and Thursdays off. Or I don't know how it works because, like, she's flip-flopping between them, if that makes sense. Like, whether or not I have Wednesdays and, or Sundays and Thursdays off, or Sundays and Wednesdays.
It's inconsistent.
And it's really annoying. Yeah. It's also, like today I have off, and then tomorrow I work 12:30 to 4:30, and then Saturday I work from 5 to 10:30, which is a 5.5-hour shift. Realistically, that's probably going to end closer to 11. And then next week I have a total schedule of 9 hours, versus this week when I scheduled 22. And the week before that I only got 12. That was because I had some time off. 13 before that. I'm going to go back and see what my highest, like, clocked hours was. I never got paid for a shift.
Interesting.
Tuesday the 3rd, I was never paid.
The 3rd? Okay, so it was a bit ago. Cough.
What are you coming at me right now, or what is this?
I mean, not really. It's not your responsibility to make sure that you get paid. I mean, unless it is. I don't know. That just sounds like somebody should have handled that properly.
I hate having a corporate job.
Yeah.
Because it never works the way it's supposed to, and it's always frustrating.
I'm sure that it's not nearly as functional as it ever appears to be.
Well, the best I've ever heard of a company doing is Amazon, and theirs is like a science where you literally, like, you walk in, you have an app that you check in on, and your phone uses GPS, and if your GPS isn't corresponding to their, you're there, you, like, your punch is automatically edited.
That's neat, I think.
Yeah, it's also briefly scary.
Surveillance. Now I'm done with my first semester, and school is school, as school always is, I guess. Can't believe I have to do, what, like, 7 more iterations of this? But I don't think that the following semesters will be as stupid as this one, mostly because I actually got to choose classes that, without being, like, forced to choose between classes because most of them are already full. So maybe that'll be better. But school is school. It's the cycle. That's all that it is, unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not looking forward to that cycle. I'm not dreading it, but I'm not excited to.
Nope.
Like,
I mean,
enter.
It's maybe interesting if you're doing things that you're interested in, but you are there for a piece of paper. So.
Yeah, I'm entering the gungeon, so to speak.
Unfortunately, I think that's interesting. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but, like, the whole, like, credentialism, like, just as a concept, it's interesting.
What I'm about to say might frustrate you because it is in part my fault. I think most of the time when we record these, I'm, like, tired, and it makes for me having a bad, like, conversation.
Yeah, I mean, because it is late.
Oh. It is late, but, like, whenever we do record late, it is my fault most of the time.
Right.
Or at least circumstantially my fault, in the sense that, like, I don't really get to choose when the side of my house that I record on is free, so I have a hard time.
Yeah. Also Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was also hard on us. And
you did not call me out on that.
Well, I figured that you, of all people, would know.
Because I knew that I wouldn't have problems. You did leave the decision to me, but you also didn't stop me from making the decision.
I mean, yeah.
Because, well, okay, if Wednesday was also a valid time, we could have just done that.
Well, yeah, because I texted you, I don't remember what I said. Like,
yeah, it was either Thursday or Wednesday, and I chose Thursday, because that's what we were doing anyways, and I forgot that it was Thanksgiving.
I texted you the picture of my calendar.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, we can record tomorrow, Thursday, whatever you would want to do. You said Thursday's fine. Yeah, I didn't mention anything about the holiday. I could have been like, yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't remember.
I feel like this Thanksgiving really snuck up on everyone.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, you know, not to be like, ooh, pandemic bad, but the universe is still in shambles, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I on the 24th, I just had one of my final exams, so it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Dang. You had your finals on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
That's also kind of bad, because I don't know your school schedule at all, so I don't know when, like, because you, I mean, you're still pretty organized in the sense of your time, so, like, when that happens, like...
I'll know.
You're not, like, really, like, wedding, like, you're working hard, but, like, some people are, like, constantly sweating, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're getting it done, but, like, because you sort of have the time aspect of it all nailed down, you don't really have to, like, bleed.
Yeah.
I saw the Dry Bones fan base thing is dying, and that really made me want to play Mario Kart, so I'm gonna go pop open my Switch 1 second.
And I think that we should using calendars regularly as a scheduling tool should be more normalized, because I feel like it's not.
Well, like, I don't know, it's hard for me, because I don't know why, but I just forget to add things in, if that makes sense. Like, if someone's like, hey,
But think about it this way, though, right? If you put it in the calendar, you don't have to think about it any more than you've put it in the calendar.
Like, the real strategies are coming out, because my Pro Controller was dead, so I'm unplugging my laptop.
Because, like, you know, that's a good compromise. Because, you know, we use maps to
have, but that's not comparable.
Understanding of physical space, but we don't really understand time in the same way. So not a lot of people make timelines, and that's a shame, because it does a lot of the work of remembering for you. It's an extension of memory, and it's so good.
I just looked at my Switch lock screen, and it just reminded me of all of the games I got and didn't play.
Yeah.
Like, and they aren't cheap games. Like,
they're expensive. Like, honestly,
I got Shovel Knight, like, the full version. Mm-hmm. Didn't really play that.
HD. Oh, okay.
Can I play Animal Crossing right now? Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Who even plays Animal Crossing anymore?
I know a lot of people. My friend Brooke is...
I hope people still play it.
Well, she's, like...
I wish I could still... I wish
she,
I
wanted to she, still play it. She does, like, seasonal updates, but that's also because, like, she spent real money on the game.
Okay.
So she went on like Depop, I think. And when Animal Crossing first came out, you could pay someone that had done like tarantula farming or whatever.
Interesting.
So
yeah, there's that sort of investment.
She spent like $10 and got like someone came to her house with like 100 million bells, I think.
Right. That's a lot.
And like, I think 100 Nook Miles tickets.
Mm.
So she just went and, like, you know, did all the loans or whatever.
Did all of that, yeah.
Yeah, like, easily. And all for $10.
In like, May or whatever, I was in the middle of, like, renovating my island. No, that's it.
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like the progression was, like, it had... Oh, Isabel's in a little sweater.
Oh, yeah, there's still,
in fall time.
Turkey Day event that's going on.
Turkey Day, meanwhile.
I think that's what it's called.
I haven't played since before swimming. And yeah. Isabel's like...
You can swim?
Isabel's like, have fun swimming in the cold, frigid fall air.
I mean, yeah.
You first.
Over time, I just didn't really have a drive to play the video game anymore.
Well, it's just like hard because...
I just want to do other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my game's like, dude, what the F is wrong with you? Why? What was I wearing? Hello? Oh, the little king outfit you gave me.
Right.
I was like, wow, I have absolutely no drip right now. Yo, fellas, cockroach fellas. Does it still work like the old games where you have to move it? Hello?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, I killed him. Holy crap. Oh, holy crap.
What a murderer.
I thought you could talk to them.
No, you can't.
Oh.
You could never do that.
Well, like, in... I saw a thing on Instagram that, like, you can talk to the roaches.
Can you?
And they were, like, they were really, like, existential.
And then you kill them. Okay. Great.
Dang, I really... The thing you can tell that I obviously cared about the most is my cyclone.
I mean, the only thing that I care about on my island is that I have a giant lake. That's all I care about. And one nice area. That's it.
I started wearing boots in Animal Crossing before I started wearing boots in real life. I don't know if we... This is probably safe to mention. Not safe, but, like, good to mention. But we are in peak boot phase, Tim.
Uh-huh.
Where Tim wears a decent amount of boots.
I see.
So, you know, take that information as you will.
If there's somebody in boots that you see, it might be Tim.
Might be me.
Just
specifically black leather Doc Martin.
No, now you're just making it more statistically possible, which isn't really saying much.
Yeah, all five of our listeners, if you see someone wearing boots in real life, it's Tim.
I mean, if I see you wearing boots,
I don't think anyone
that it's you.
I realistically, so if anyone is still listening to this, you have my Instagram. So if you are still listening to this, DM me, and I don't know, I'll cash app you like $1.
You could probably look at his boots. He'll send you a picture of his boots.
I'll send you a picture of my boots, yeah. I haven't played since before Dreams, because I didn't think I was able to play, to be honest, because I was game sharing off Jacob. And I think something happened with Jacob's, like, password or something.
Yeah.
So I just kind of assumed I couldn't. But it apparently turns out I can.
Mm-hmm.
And my villagers are all about to be like, yo, I haven't played this game in 5 months. Timbo, man, where have you been? You can't just disappear without saying anything. I miss you so much.
I escaped the island. I swam. And I think, like... Not having, because I don't know how long it's been since we've recorded last, quite a bit, probably.
We record, like, accidentally, like, monthly now?
Yeah. It had, the last recording session was the 22nd of last month, so.
Yeah. Well, like, I think it's weird, because, like, I think there is pretty much a formula for our episodes, in the sense that, like, there is either, The concept, like, the joke I hear in a lot of podcasts is that it's two guys around a computer. And that's
two
usually
guys,
like,
around two computers and a switch.
And a switch in this case.
Yeah.
That refers to, like the episodes, like the Digital Pyramids one where
we
talked about
it.
That was a good one. That was a very dynamic.
Wasn't that the last episode, or was that, like, two?
That was the that was the last episode, I think. But, like,
okay.
So I think there's, like, a content formula for us in the sense that there is... I forgot how good it feels to play on the Switch.
Yeah. Estimated audience 3. Let's go.
So, like, we have pretty much episodes like this where it's, like, us talking about whatever.
Whatever.
Or...
Well, I think it's funny because, like, we record monthly, and honestly, like, that might be a better format. But if we try to shoot for monthly, it's gonna be, like, even more of a
bi-monthly
delay.
Yeah.
And then it'll just die
yearly,
so
we need to keep trying
to do it weekly, or else
what I was trying to do for Trevor because dear listener, when before this we were gonna have Trevor on, and then
Trevor did not sound into it.
He didn't, but, like, that's the thing. Trevor never sounds interested in anything you tell him to do, and then you do it, and he's like, oh, it's not that bad.
But like, he's previously expressed he doesn't really want to.
Well, he wanted to be on it, he told me. We're like, because we were, it was something, it was the yearbook day or something, or that day we went through the school and there's that big drive-through.
Yeah.
That was when, like, COVID felt cool.
Mm.
You remember that? Do you know what I mean by that? There was that phase where it was like, whoa.
People could take pride in doing the proper precautions.
Where everyone was like, whoa, this
and
is...
Now it's uncool, which is probably worse than...
And some people didn't have mask, and it wasn't a choice that they didn't have mask.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that I have this old guy on my island, Avery. He's old, dude. That's his character. It's like, He's old. He's like young bud, like young blood. Hope you're doing
okay.
Well. Anyways, it saddens me that the Able Sisters aren't open right now, because it'd be cool if I could get some
new clothes.
Fresh drip.
I see.
But, like, we were hanging out that day, and he was like, I don't necessarily don't want to be on it. It's just that, like, whenever you guys are recording, it's usually when my parents are, like, near me.
Ah, that's fair.
So, like, he...
I mean, we haven't really done any organizing. Well,
I forgot.
We do bad organizing.
I forgot. You can look back. Same sentiment. I hate Carlos. Carlos is the one villager I want. Gone. He's ugly.
Dang, that's harsh.
Carlos is ugly. Anyone that says differently is a liar and a demon straight from hell.
But we have bad organization skills, so we just
like,
didn't talk.
Well, yeah, that's also what I think is part of the problem.
We can do the next one with Trevor.
In that, like,
in
so what I was saying was that we have the update episodes, which are this one, and then we have the one-offs
random
where it's like
topic.
Yeah, where we're talking about something.
Yeah.
This game is fun. I just don't want to play right now.
Yeah. Honestly, video games just like.
Dude, I caught a cricket.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like desensitized to flashing lights.
I really. Have you seen the game Hades?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh. Do you have it on computer or?
Yeah.
Wait, do I have that in my Steam library?
Maybe.
Because you have that in your Steam library?
I feel like you would have seen it. I don't know. I just feel like. Also, Hades is pretty good. Like, I can see how people can be really into it. But like I can't like
I
play
do you watch
that long.
Do you watch Oni and G at all?
No.
He's this really good YouTuber, and he has this I saw there's a Monster Hunter out, and I thought that was them saying that there's a Monster Hunter movie, and I was about to be terrified.
There is a Monster Hunter movie.
Oh.
It's not out yet, I don't think, but there is.
I think
it's a little strange, but it's going to exist, or I guess it does exist right now.
I think that our game share might have broken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't know if I want to bother you to fix it. Don't get me wrong. I do want to bother you to fix it.
I don't know if I want to be bothered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I am going to force Trevor to, though.
Yeah.
Because Trevor just buys games. I really want Hades, though.
I don't
want
to do that. I, like, there's, like, the autumn sale, and there's, like, some games. But, like, I just don't want to buy video games, because then... Like, then I'll just play that forever. Or I'll alternatively just spend the money on it and then not play it.
Yeah, I really like Hades, though. And that's just because of... It's like the Oni... He has Oni plays. And I always think it's funny because... So, the intro goes, Oni plays!
Right.
And then it goes, with friends! But he never plays without friends.
That's
like, there's
the intro.
There's never... like a solo just Oni plays. It's always Oni plays with, anyways. But they have these really like it's like Game Grumps, but to me more funny because it's Oni, Psychic Pebbles, and then like their friend Tomar and their editor, and they all just like consistently gaslight each other.
Oh, okay.
And so like they'll be like
warfare.
Do you remember this bit in The Simpsons where they, like, kill each other and then eat each other's bones? And then one of them is like, that never happened. And then they're like, I'm telling you, man, it did. There's this whole, like, bit they do where I'm also on to Mario Kart. Or they, like, they go and they're, like, they're playing the Hercules movie game. And they're like, do you remember in the movie when there's the Herculad? It's this little guy dressed up as Hercules, and Hercules is like, wow, that's really cool. You're my sidekick, Herculad. And the guy is like, cool. And that's because one of the people that they were playing with, the collectible in the game, was like the Hercules action figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't recognize what it was because the graphics were bad. So they were like, it's Herculad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that channel is really good, and I've been watching a lot of it, and they have a really good Hades gameplay. And
yeah,
Hades
is cool.
Yeah, I want to play it now. I think Trevor bought it, but he bought it for the Switch because he's doing that thing where he abuses his employee discount at Walmart.
That's cool.
Not to dox Trevor, but Trevor works at Walmart.
I don't know. I think, because, like, okay, I think my original point was in the gap where we don't have recording, I kind of have been missing, I guess... creating consumable content, I guess.
Yes, I understand what you mean.
Because this is my only, like, outward-facing creative outlet.
Yo, so, Baby Mario just knocked me into a banana. Yeah. I completely understand. It's, like, it's, I think it's part of the reason why some people will just, like, go live on Twitch without, like, knowing that they don't have any viewers or anything. Because, in part, there is something that is desirable about, like, just the idea of having content that you create.
I just want
that...
friends.
Oh, wow. So... Well, I mean, like, that's part of the thing, because it's very frustrating with you sometimes. Because, like, most of the time, like, I'll play games with Trevor or something, and I get that you don't, like, necessarily enjoy the same games that we like. Or, like, because I can convince Trevor more easily to play, like, something like Apex Legends or something that might be a little bit out of his, like, usual wheelhouse more easily than it takes to convince you.
I just don't... Yeah, that's fair.
But
I don't,
like,
really have a comment on that.
Because, like, I miss you, but and that's part of the reason that, like, these episodes can be weird sometimes, because a lot of the times, it, like, we haven't talked in a little bit, and so...
I just,
like,
don't play games that much anymore, honestly.
And that's fair, but it's, like, sometimes just, you know, hop in the Discord call and be... Be with the boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, recently, like, I just been, haven't really been have like having a lot of time to just, like, not be in school. Like, now
I just took a second to want Larry.
Now I have that, and I think because I'm in the process of making a game again, of course.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm gonna try and do is actually just, like, record no effort devlogs. And, like, put that up somewhere.
I will say, like, not even, like, in the sense that it, like, is a good platform necessarily, but TikTok is really good.
I don't need another platform.
Well, no, I'm saying that you purely use TikTok as, like, because I mean, don't get me wrong. If you, TikTok is really good at having whatever you're looking for, but I will say that as far as, like, a content creator platform, it is pretty good.
That's
and
fair.
the form factor would be pretty good for what you're looking for, it sounds like.
Maybe?
In the sense that you don't want to make, like, a 10-minute devlog.
Oh, maybe. I just want something to edit, I think.
Well, because, and then it also, like, so there's the form factor of TikTok. The longest video you can do is 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's nothing to say that 60 seconds can't be, like, super high effort and super high quality.
Yeah.
So, like, if you made a 60-second video that's a devlog, and you put in your effort, and you're not even, like, looking for people to find it. Although TikTok has a weird way of, like, naturally allowing you to gain viewers.
Right.
That's kind of
scary.
Well, so the formula with TikTok, and this is where I think it differs from, like, anything else, is
it
that
encourages new.
Well, anything posted on TikTok can be on the For You page.
Right.
So, like, anytime. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, bigger creators have a larger chance.
It doesn't need to be popular to be shown.
Yeah, like, somebody will find it. And, like, if you use tags like developer or, you know, code or something like that, or, like, whatever language.
I'm sure that
you...
will attract a whole host of
people. It kind of knows to, like, show along those veins or whatever.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be doing this for relevancy.
No.
But
I'm doing
it
more for myself, because I think if I put it on something like YouTube, it would just be there, and I'd just be able to access it forever as a thing that I could say that I did.
I've really fell into a deep, dark Scott the Waz pit.
Alex keeps sending me Scott the Waz memes, and I don't even, like, I barely know who he is, and,
He's really funny, and I imagine that it's the type of content you would like, because...
Probably.
He's funny, but it's, video games, but he's more of, like, a Nintendo person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know
so,
that
like,
much.
He's not, like he's not solely, like, a Nintendo person. He's not, like, what's that dude? There's that dude that's, like, he's kind of in the similar vein as JonTron.
Yeah.
But, it's funny, because there was a brief point when JonTron wasn't uploading that JonTron's subreddit converted into a Scott the Waz subreddit.
That's funny.
As, like, a meme, and then he came back and was, like, this is what you do in my absence.
Yeah.
Shameful. But he's really funny. I think you would like his stuff. I mean, you
probably.
Know, watch it, don't, I don't care, but, you know, maybe.
If I want to go after the heavy hitters of vices, I need to do something about YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I mean, You heard it. I have like multiple days where I spend 4 hours plus on YouTube.
I need to do something about that. I don't know, but I think kind of just want to like throw it up on YouTube and then just have it as an archive.
I just think that for you, like having the restriction of being like in 60 seconds would probably be an interesting challenge.
Probably.
So that way, because I mean, to be fair, you could also do like multiple parts to it, mm-hmm. but I think that like just doing a devlog might get boring because, I mean, you know, you can do whatever in that sense. Yeah. But if you did like a 60 second video that's like, this week I'm working on this, I encountered these issues, da 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 da. And then like you kind of have that like realm of things where it's like it's fast paced and then it also gives kind of
I get
for
it,
you.
It's limitation, so you're forced to be creative with it.
I think in a way for you, like in future times, like as a reflectionary thing, like watching it would be better for you because that way it gives it like a watchability factor. Because I mean, like people end up watching like, you know, Indian code tutorials, but no one enjoys watching them.
No.
Like that type of fun content, like I mean, not comparing what you would make, but like people like Michael Reeves and stuff add the funness to the content, and that's why people end up watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like having it be like fast paced, so that way eventually when you look back, kind of be like, okay, I was working on this.
Maybe.
I, as a developer, encountered this problem.
So many problems.
Spiritual, physical, mental. Yeah. I forgot that Mario Kart is so fun, dude.
Because I have full capacity to get an iPad of some form. Probably
the iPad, the new iPad Airs are kind of sick, not gonna lie. My mom just got them, and like I was looking at them. I mean, the only thing that like they miss out on is obviously like the performance stuff, and I know that might be like slightly beneficial to you.
No,
because like you can do like there is a surprising amount of developer tools on the iPad Pro.
Yeah,
but like as far as like quality and stuff, I mean, like
I don't really
realistically
need it though.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, I think of it in the sense that, like, because the iPad has already filled up, like, a small portion of the work I would do, and that, like, it's easier to, like, reschedule a calendar on a touchscreen.
Yeah.
So, like, that was part of what I would assume would be really beneficial to you, but also, like, there's a small form of, like, creative stuff, like, that the iPad / Apple Pencil stuff will be.
Well, because I think of it as a very strictly like functional thing where, okay, I have iPad. I'm going to buy the pencil, which is also what, like another $120? Jesus Christ. And then, well, look, I can do art related stuff. But like,
I will say that my theory is that we're going to enter two specific phases of Kenneth, which is phase one, no iPad Kenneth, phase two, iPad.
The thing is that I can, but, like, in terms of, like, it's almost, like, this thing where I'm hoping that the iPad will solve problems.
Yeah.
But I'm building it up to be a holy grail that doesn't actually do anything more than what I can already do.
Well, it's, like, so one of the things that, I get frustrated about sometimes is that, like, I got really excited. Like, sometimes it frustrates me that I don't use my Switch more.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, like, there is one way to use my Switch more. It's just that, like, I don't really have the desire sometimes. Like, right now is, like, a weird thing where it's like, ooh, I wouldn't mind playing Mario Kart. But that's just because it's, like, almost mindless when you're playing by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go play Apex right now or something. Or, like, Call of Duty. Like, so I, like, if I want, like, even games like Breath of the Wild or something are, like, fairly, like,
just
you have to be.
Genshin Impact.
That's why, like, I'm realizing that, like, part of me wants to be more into, like, roguelite games.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, because I remember when I first started playing Enter the Gungeon, I just think I haven't found a game that, like, sufficiently captured my interest. Does that make sense? Like, Crypt of the Necrodancer, like, I never really caught me as much as it did you.
I'm sad that I can't play that game anymore because I just don't. I've played so much of it, and now I just don't.
That's also something that can be mentioned about that type of game, in that, like, there is a certain point where, like, it is a roguelike game, and, like, all the runs will be different.
Eventually,
TM.
You'll get good at the game, and then...
And then all of the runs are the same.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay... Like, I mean, you'll never get to a point, and this is, in part, the way the games are designed, where you'll, like, constantly beat it. I mean, you might,
yeah,
if you're good enough. But like, you'll like pretty much like always have like good runs, bad runs, runs you die, runs you didn't.
A lot of like, because I really like rhythm games, but I don't really do it for perfectionism, so I'm not really chasing high scores that much, as opposed to people who can like just grind the game to get high scores to get on the leaderboards. And
but it's like pretty much the same thing to me as like if you're playing Odyssey a lot, you can like, I can go back and play Odyssey right now and it'll be like fun, but unless I'm like actively trying to get better at it, it like kind of has a curve of when it loses replay value.
I think there's one exception to that rule, and that is the Splatoon 2. I think I could just pick that up whenever.
I just continue
to play that for the rest of my life.
To Trevor last night, where I was like, dang, I missed when I was just playing Splatoon 2. But also, like, something about Splatoon 2 never really, like, clicked with me, and that was, I think, because I was bad at it.
I mean, I played a lot of Splatoon 1, so.
Yeah. I did. No, I didn't. I played. I played it, but like, I also didn't care, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, I think with a lot of games, you have to care in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Splatoon's, like, across both games, like, the leveling system has always felt kind of too
bad.
Linear to me. Oh. Where it's like, there, well, yeah, bad.
It's bad.
Because, like, there is
leveling
no.
The leveling system doesn't really matter after, like, level 20, just a number that goes up.
Like, you get gun TM, or like.
Yeah.
Once you get pretty much all the types of guns, like, there might be loadouts that fit you better. But I think if Splatoon 3 were to release soon, I mean, it's not gonna, but, or it might not ever, to be honest. But Splatoon 3 would make sense if they just finally did custom loadouts. Because at this point, it's, like, kind of nonsense that they don't.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're making, like, continuous improvements in the sense that, like, in the first Splatoon, you couldn't change your thing. Your loadout, unless you like left the game and
they did make that better, but it's still bad.
But there should just be a create a class, and then that's how it works, is that like eventually you can kind of add things, because like the clothes thing, like the clothes boost thing,
mm-hmm.
was always just kind of like very weird. Nintendo has this really weird thing where they get design games as like looking casual, and then they have the weirdest, most like complex mechanisms.
It's not that complex.
Well, like, it doesn't really make sense if you're just trying to play the game casually.
I suppose. Because,
like, if you're playing Call of Duty, and I think it's fair to compare Splatoon and Call of Duty. If you play Call of Duty, like, you have very, like, strict loadouts. And, like, a lot of the times, like, the change is, like, physically visual. Like,
mm-hmm.
like if you have an attachment for the gun that's a different type of scope, you see a different type of scope on the gun. And then the scope looks different.
Yeah.
Or like, if the attachment is meant to reduce recoil, the next time you're playing the game, your bullets are gonna like feel different when you're shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like Splatoon, where it's like, okay, well you have a different type of grenade and ultimate combination. And I think that's like, and then in for like my incremental stat boost, you get like the clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was like weird to me, because those are comparable to perks in Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
but perks are just like you get three, you choose whatever one like best suits whatever you're doing.
I think that in that regard they're pretty similar. Also, like, I don't know, like I don't know. I think it'd be weird if you just like select it and then it's just applied to you.
Like, I think it's also in a way, because like the way that Splatoon 2 was structured, because Splatoon 2 is very obviously better than Splatoon 1. Just in terms of it was that like correct step forward
mm-hmm.
for the series. But like, there are some things that just should, I think, be changed to make it more like long. Because like, Nintendo has like two systems of complexity, in that there's games like ARMS, which are almost too straightforward,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, okay, punch. And then you're like, okay, punch. And then they don't get a community. And then they have the games that do get a community. But the community doesn't ever grow past the people that only play that game.
Right.
And then Nintendo's like, ugh, why does like, our game never stay relevant for too long?
I mean, Nintendo is just bad with the community.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you think about it, like Nintendo's probably, like, three biggest games right now, or, like, what, like...
Animal Crossing, Smash Bros., Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even count Pokemon as, like, directly Nintendo's. It's just, like, such a weird thing, because Pokemon finds a lot of success because it's on Nintendo consoles, I think. But, like, because the Pokemon company is its own thing, right? Or is it a subsidiary of Nintendo?
It's weird. That's
the moral of the story.
Yeah, it's weird. It's, like, three-way split somehow between Nintendo Game Freak, Pokemon Company.
Yeah. Because, like, if the rights of whatever Nintendo has that denote that Nintendo has to release on...
That's their agreement.
Yeah, like, if that ever went away, it's not like Pokemon would find success on, like, the PlayStation. I think that Nintendo, like, has the best platform for Pokemon games.
Yeah, just because it already does.
Yeah, and so when, like, that stuff happens, I don't really consider Pokemon that, but, like, so it's...
it's popular, people play
them. Animal Crossing, Smash Bros., and there just has to be, like, another third in there somewhere.
I mean, I made those selections purely based on, like, online community.
True. Well, Animal Crossing... Be there. Animal Crossing
is there circumstantially.
Cause, but the thing I think is, like, important to realize about Animal Crossing is that it, like, they did it right in that, like, Animal Crossing is just easy and simple.
Yeah.
And, like anyone can play it because that's what the game is. Mm-hmm. It's fun interior decorating simulator. But, like I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
But it's like Nintendo is just bad at having games that like last for a while. And so like, cause Odyssey is a tremendous game. Mm-hmm. Like, and if it was in the hands of another company, it would probably still have like a pretty strong thing. Like the fact that Odyssey didn't get DLC.
Yeah.
Well, like real DLC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they got like, is that not enough?
Oh, wow. The Odyssey DLC was like, you've played Odyssey, don't play it again.
Yeah, the scope of Odyssey was very limited.
Yeah, and it's like, because I was thinking about this after watching the Mario But Fast video on Alpharad.
Right, yeah.
But they, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, how, like, because if Breath of the Wild had a really good DLC, it would have been really sick. Like, because there was so many other places to go, and I know that they're, like, obviously going for Breath of the Wild 2, and there's going to be other places to go with it then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Breath of the Wild DLC was, like, what was it? Like, motorcycle, one-hit weapons,
mm-hmm.
and the Master Trials, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm also upset because I deleted my first save of Breath of the Wild.
Unfortunate.
But it didn't really matter because I didn't... played the game really casually because like I never grew up like learning how to save our games and like go out of my way for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like now I'm learning that, so like that run was very like, that save was very like, just got to the Divine Beast, got all the Divine Beast beat Ganon, and nothing happened. I didn't even go for like the memories. But like they had so many options, and then they were like, it's like the horse but room.
But I just feel like that there's not really that much that you can do with Breath of the Wild, especially since they released the DLC, like, a good bit after a lot of people were starting to play the game.
But it's like, Breath of the Wild...
What are they going to do? Add a new world? They can't really do that.
Breath of the Wild was, like, a very high critical success. And that's what I think is important about it. Because, like, obviously, games like... Nintendo is just bad at doing DLC, I think.
Yeah.
Because obviously a game like Mario Kart, if you have DLC...
Actually, Splatoon 2's DLC was really good.
Yeah, fair.
But and that's like it. And maybe the Pokemon DLC was okay. I don't know. I didn't play it. I think people...
Well, no, I don't think people did.
People think it's better than the base game. So that must mean, well...
Hey, what's the thing? It's like...
Isle of Armor. And then the other one, the Crown Tundra.
Yeah. But, like... Because there's some games that are, like, I think... Nintendo as a whole has like a good console, like that people have in tangent with another console.
That makes sense. That's what a lot of people say.
Like Nintendo had like, you have a Switch and a PlayStation or something,
mm-hmm.
and you play PC. Most of your games, or your PC or something. Yeah, exactly. So like when a DLC releases for like Mario Kart, and it is weird to me that the only DLC to ever get Mario Kart to get DLC was the Wii one, and then Nintendo was like, yeah, we were wrong for doing that.
Mario Party has not gotten an update.
Like, actually, or, like...
It has not gotten any new content since release. It is a dead game.
Does it have patches and stuff?
Probably. Did it add new stuff? No.
But it's like Nintendo has. There's a good, funny enough, Scott the Waz video about this, where it's like oversaturation, and one of the things he brings up is Nintendo, because it's like Nintendo has like Nintendo's saving grace is that they're better at making games than Sega, because Nintendo makes more games about Mario than Sega does about Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that,
and they know how to do that.
Yeah, and so like whenever like if you want to play. It's Mario, but you can play against your friends. It's Mario, but you're driving. It's Mario, but you're running or whatever. Like, you have all these options.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, on average, they're, like, pretty decent. So, like, no one complains, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like, some of those games are just kind of staples of having a Nintendo console. Like, you're going to have, realistically, like, the big three everyone usually has. It's, like, Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros., and Mario Party.
Yeah, something like that.
And so...
Or the Zelda game, if people like that.
Yeah, if you're, like, a little bit more gamery.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo just, like, has weird things, because there's some, they have, like, this really weird release model where, like, whenever they do DLC, it's usually free.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, whenever they release paid DLC, it's, like, weird. Because, like, what games for the Switch have gotten paid DLC that are Nintendo, like...
Splatoon.
Splatoon's DLC was paid?
Wild. Yeah.
Really? I thought it was free.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, it got updates, but they had a DLC, like, campaign.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, is that it was
good. Well, they had, like, the kind of, like, Vaporwave one, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So, like, Splatoon 2 and Breath of the Wild. Smash Ultimate. Smash, I also think semi doesn't matter, because, like, at a certain point, I think people just buy, like, the way that Nintendo just decided to, like, make Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I think that they should just do that with all of the games that they're going to do paid DLC for.
What do they do?
Like, pretty much, like, lump it all. Where it's, like, I think more people would probably pay a premium for Nintendo games if it was, like, okay, it's $80, but Nintendo has a really solid, like, content release. Mm-hmm. So you could buy, like, the regular, like, $60 version or whatever, but you buy the game, like, the deluxe version pretty much. And it's like, okay, I just know that, like, okay, I'm buying Mario Kart, but I'm guaranteed at least, like, 16 new tracks or whatever.
Yeah.
And that will always have it, like, you know, because now more than ever, it's kind of easy. It would be easy for Nintendo to be like, yeah. Like, I think Animal Crossing really helped them with this. But it'd be really easy for Nintendo to get word out about stuff if they could, like, build a good community. Like, that's what Animal Crossing kind of shows.
Yeah.
Is that, like, if the game by Nintendo is good enough, people will, like, actually pay attention to it. But, like, now it's just like, okay, I don't know, there's something out, I guess. Like, I think it's also just the way that Nintendo releases games. Again, back to the Scott the Waz video, it's like, you don't need a... Mario Tennis Aces shouldn't really be a sequential series, you know?
It's like, pretty good, but, like, I don't...
It's good, but, like, how many times... Can you be Mario playing tennis?
Yeah.
You know, but
there's a difference between, like, oversaturation and just, like, putting it on a new console.
Yeah,
there's a GameCube version and the other ones that probably exist.
I miss Mario Mario Strikers, though.
Yeah, the
soccer one.
That's gone.
Forever.
Maybe forever, yeah.
Maybe, but realistically, yes. It's just, like, so weird, because Nintendo's so good at some things and, like, just dog trash terrible at others.
I mean, they're old, so...
They should just go back to being a toy company.